final Intel superload arrived at the Intel plant in Lincoln County Sunday, marking the end of an 11-month transportation project. In all, there were 37 superloads that were unloaded from a barge along the Ohio River in Adams County before making its way to the plant. The context will be used to build the $28 billion manufacturing project. The Newark Kiwanis is honoring Ted Cobb, who has served as the executive director of Camp O'Bannon for the past 30 years. Cobb is stepping down, and Jess Mitchell has been named the new executive director. Camp O'Bannon is a summer camp for boys and girls of Licking County who've been referred by schools and social service agencies. The State Highway Patrol has presented their State Auxiliary Officer of the Year Award to Staff Major Brian Simpson of the Granville Post. He began with the OSP Auxiliary in 2000 and is the longest-serving active member. The 25-year veteran worked more hours in 2024 than any other auxiliary member, with a total of 660 hours. I'm Eric Brown reporting. Licking County Crime Stoppers is offering up to a $1,000 reward for information leading to an arrest after a theft from a Newark restaurant. According to Newark police, someone broke into Sonny's Pizza and Subs on West Main Street December 31st. They got away with an undisclosed amount of cash and also the safe. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 740-349-6888. New Albany city leaders are hosting their final workshop tonight to gather input on the new U.S. 62 interchange focus area plan. Officials say residents are invited from 6 to 7:30 p.m. at the Brick House Blue on Walton Parkway to discuss the findings. The focus area plan is a 573-acre study north of State Route 161. Governor Mike DeWine has nominated Jim Tressel to serve as his lieutenant governor. Tressel would replace John Houston, who served as lieutenant governor until DeWine appointed him to the U.S. Senate last month. The next step is for the Ohio General Assembly to approve the nomination. I'm Eric Brown reporting.